O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Psalm 25, verses 1 through 9. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to 25 by Red Rocks Worship. A relaxing guitar motif provides a canvas for the harmonies and vocal blending that combine to make a calming palette. The ease and smoothness of the vocal lines emphasize the perfect rest that can be found when we put our soul's trust in the Lord.
To you, Lord, I lift my soul. I will trust the one who steadies me. I will wait and have no shame. Your love.
Psalm 25, verses 1 through 9. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, in you I trust. Let me not be put to shame. Let not my enemies exult over me. Indeed, none who wait for you shall be put to shame. They shall be ashamed who are wantonly treacherous. Make me to know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me. For you are the God of my salvation. For you I wait all the day long. Remember your mercy, O Lord, and your steadfast love, for they have been from of old. Remember not the sins of my youth or my transgressions. According to your steadfast love, remember me. For the sake of your goodness, O Lord, good and upright is the Lord. Therefore he instructs sinners in the way. He leads the humble in what is right and teaches the humble his way.
My wife and I have a one-year-old son at home, and he has turned into quite a babbler. All day long he's making goos and gaws and other silly noises. He's gotten pretty close to a few words. And in order to help him get there, we will actually speak with him in his sounds and try to put some of them together for him to teach him how to make words. In a similar way, like a good parent, the Psalms are sort of like God's baby talk to us. He knows us and our situations and our circumstances perfectly. And in the Psalms, he descends down to us in our language, in our circumstances, and says, "This is how you talk to me." And in this Psalm, we see David experiencing an array of emotions. First, he's feeling fear. Second, we see a struggle with his sin and guilt. Later on in verse 16, he says that he's experiencing a deep loneliness. And all of this together has put him into a place of confusion. And I'm sure that all of us can relate to those experiences. All of us know what it's like to feel deeply afraid or to feel like we don't measure up or that we're not who we should be. We know what it's like to feel alone, like nobody truly sees us. Maybe even today, one of these difficult emotions is following you, plaguing you. So what do we do? While our gut reactions might be to hide these things, dismiss them, or try to fix them on our own, the Psalms teach us to bring them to God in honesty, trusting that He is a safe place for us, our Father who knows us and loves us. So today, let's pray along with David. God, we are full of fear, but help us to trust you. Our sins and guilt are great, but your steadfast love is greater. In the midst of our loneliness and confusion, make known to us your paths. Teach us your ways. You are good and upright, leading sinners in the way.
Thank you.
Let's close now with this ancient prayer. Grant us, O Lord, not to mind earthly things, but to love things heavenly. And even now, while we are placed among things that are passing away, to cleave to those that shall abide through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.